This dramatically lit vase of flowers displays the colorful splendor of Mother Nature. During the Dutch Golden Age, floral still lifes were immensely popular among collectors. Rachel Rausch was celebrated for her extremely lifelike and carefully composed flower paintings. While many still life painters selected specific blooms for their symbolic meanings, Rausch selected a wide variety of flowers, showing off the diversity of the natural world. At the top of the bouquet, Rausch gave pride of place to the tulip, which is shown here in three varieties: white with red stripes, yellow with red stripes, and pink. Over the centuries, tulips have become associated with Dutch culture. But the tulip is not actually native to the Netherlands. In the 16th century, the Flemish diplomat to the Ottoman Empire brought tulip bulbs back to Europe from Istanbul. He gave some of these bulbs to Carl Clusius, a botanist working in the Dutch Republic. This beautiful flower soon captivated the nation. Wealthy citizens paid huge sums of money to purchase bulbs for their gardens, and tulip investors drove up prices so high that eventually the tulip market crashed, leaving many in financial ruin. As Rausch's painting shows, tulips weren't the only flowers that appealed to Dutch collectors. Moving downward, we see a double narcissus, a double anemone, white convolvulus, a blue gentian, and roses in yellow, white, pink, and red. On the lower right, we have two poppies and a branch of honeysuckle, and on the lower left, a sprig of apple blossom, as well as a white butterfly. At the very bottom, the eye is drawn to a marigold, whose curved, broken stem echoes the shape of the glass vase. Despite Rausch's skillful rendering of each petal, stem, and leaf, the bouquet we see here is an artful construction born out of the artist's imagination. A bouquet such as this could not have actually existed since these flowers bloom in different seasons. Rausch likely made drawings of the individual flowers shown here, but then carefully designed her ideal bouquet. She created visual harmony by selecting mostly pink and red blossoms while adding a few blue and yellow accents. In this era, it was very rare for a woman to pursue a professional career as a painter, much less one as successful as Rausch's. Her career path and chosen subject matter may have been inspired by her highly accomplished family members. Her mother was the daughter of architect and painter Peter Post, as well as the niece of Franz Post, whose painting of Brazil is on view in this gallery. Rausch's father was a professor of anatomy and botany. To support his studies, he assembled a large collection of plants, animals, insects, shells, and rocks, which the young Rachel often drew or decorated with flowers. When her parents recognized her talents, she began formal training at the age of 15. She later traveled to Dusseldorf, Germany, where she was the court painter for the Elector Palatine Johann Wilhelm. The painting shown here was commissioned for his personal collection.